Welcome to Eagle Eye.
What a break from Manoa!
Interviewing your favorite USA Eagles around the globe.
Tony Limbaugh into the 22.
Now, here's your host, Bill Baker.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Eagle Eye Rugby Podcast. As the big strong voice says, I am Bill Baker. Thank you for tuning in. When you get a moment, please like, subscribe, follow, and leave a comment. I really appreciate it. All right, right into it. Today's guest is none other than Alicia Washington, Worcester Warriors, Prem 15 player, fresh off her Barbarians appearance, her second Barbarians appearance. Have a really fun conversation with her about that. She talks a lot about that match. It's a great time. Talks about her teammate, Sarah Levy, scoring three tries in that match. She's got to be the leading try scorer, you know, at least in women's Barbarian history for USA players. Anyway, we talk a lot about that. It's a lot of laughs and fun, and her experience with Worcester. And then what's next for her and USA Rugby, you know, going into next year's World Cup as well. So right into it. Good interview. Enjoy it. Alicia, thank you so much for jumping on with me. Like, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. How are you? What's new these days?
Oh, my God, there's so much new. Well, thanks for having me, first off. You know, coming off of 5 weeks of tour, and I feel like even this last week hasn't really been real life yet. I've been in flux, done a bit of traveling, was finally back at the club at Worcester last night for training, so trying to slowly get grounded and back to real life. But it's been kind of a whirlwind the last few weeks.
Well, I've noticed you seem to be the queen of the selfies. All these photos I'm seeing of, you know, the Babas, whoever else. I mean, do you just have like a much longer arm than everyone else, or is it
in position? That is the key. Well, the first key is getting a good camera. So shout out to Samsung for making really high quality cameras, because I am Android Samsung till the end. all my friends and family hate me for ruining every group chat, but they'll get over it once they see the pictures. And then, yeah, actually, just, you know, long arms. My wingspan is actually longer than I am tall. So it's just really great to be able to, you know, capture everyone.
And congratulations on your second appearance for the Barbarians. You know, what a match. Three tries from Sarah. I mean, that's amazing. And I mean, how fun was that for you guys?
It's hard to really put into words the experience that was. And, you know, like, it was my second time and I had three other USA teammates there. And it was just like watching, like, you know, just little ducklings just like following everyone around and just being so happy to be there and then doing so well. Like, obviously Sarah Levy absolutely crushed it, you know, a hat trick at Twickenham. Like, I'm not sure how people can say that, but she can say it now, which is so incredible. And just watching her growth and development from Northeastern University into New York Rugby Club, which where we were teammates, and we were also neighbors. And then seeing her involved in the sevens program and 15s, and then just seeing this, and, you know, she's still so young too. So she, you know, the sky's the limit for her. So I'm just so excited for her growth and development. But it's really hard to put into words how fun that week and that experience was. It's one of those things where you probably only get the full picture, you know, maybe months from now when you look back at the pictures and look, you know, I haven't even watched the game over yet because I just want to keep it in that moment. You know, I don't want to do any analysis. I just want to keep it like as perfect as it was in my mind.
Yeah. So I've played in front of maybe 1,000 people on a polo grounds in Woodstock, Vermont. You played in front of nearly 30,000 on the hollow grounds over there in England. I mean, talk about that experience. I mean, that must have been some adrenaline running there, some emotions in front of that many people.
Yeah, a lot of emotions, but I would say that the day was such a scramble that you didn't really have time to take it all in. Because we were at breakfast, had just finished a little walk and stretch. They called a team meeting, and they said, so the men's game is likely canceled. Our game may be moved up to 2:30. And we were like, say what now? And then they were like, but we're the main event. And we're like, okay, we're in. And then we couldn't tell anyone. We couldn't tell our families, like, because we didn't want to get the word getting out there before they could control the message.
Right.
So we just had to sit around, like, literally hurry up and wait. It was like, make sure you're ready to go, but then just sit here and wait. And then once we got the okay, it was scrambling to get Ubers so we can get to Twickenham. And then, it was just honestly happening so fast that I think I actually only warmed up for 10 minutes, and then which I love. I love a short warm up. But yeah, like you didn't have enough time to, you know, get worried or get stressed or, you know, get, let the moment get away from you. It was just like, okay, here's next thing, and now kickoff. That was it.
And then, yeah. The Barbarians are known for, you know, open field style play, free passing, speed, and all that. You know, going into this match, when you met with the coaches and the team, I mean, is there even a game plan, or are they just saying, okay, just have fun?
There is a game plan, and I have massive amounts of respect for our coach Tails, Rachel Taylor, and Joe Yap, my director of rugby at Worcester, and the Barbarians head coach, for the amount of work they put in, like, beforehand, because obviously South Africa had games, so they did a fair bit of analysis on them, and, you know, they really brought us in to say, okay, off of kicks, off of scrums, off of lineouts, this is how we're going to play, and we ran through those in the session. You know, we did a fair bit of core skill stuff, because, you know, that's the same for everyone, handling contact and all that. And then after that point, they let us have a bit of free reign for our penalty plays, which we had a lot of fun with. So yeah, we had I think we didn't use all of them, but I think we had four or five different ones. So you saw the USA one twice.
Yes, NFL yeah. play, right?
Yes. I was very proud of that one.
That was yours. Good.
Yeah. And then we had whoever thought of it, that was what we called it. So mine was USA. Yeah. Katie Ellie McLean thought of one that was England. We didn't use the one from Jenny Murphy for Ireland. Maybe we'll save that for another game. And then we had a few others. But yeah, so they gave us this all-central game plan and then let us have fun with it, which we really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, when I saw that happen, you know, even the announcers were like, oh, what's going on here kind of thing. And it hit me. It's like NFL or Ted Lasso, because there was, I don't know if you ever watched Ted Lasso, but there's a scene where they had this NFL lined up, you know, football style of play. Anyway.
Oh, I've seen one episode and I really enjoyed it. So I think I need to finish like watching the whole series, because I watched, I think, like the pilot. So I need to keep going.
Yeah, you know, I think my friends are tired of me talking about it, although I got them all to watch it, because it is phenomenal. And I coach soccer, girls soccer, actually, and I use lines from that show, and it turns out some of my girls have actually watched the show, so like, I think we've heard that somewhere. And
oh no, they found you out.
Gotta be careful. Yeah, it's a really inspirational show, but anyway, I digress. So anyway, yeah, you mentioned this is your second time in a Baba's jersey. You know, anything different about this time?
I think I came in more confident and comfortable. Obviously, like, playing in the Allianz Premiership will, you know, just really up your confidence, up your core skills, and it just makes you just so much more prepared. And also coming off of a four-week USA tour, we just really wanted to have a really great showing and, you know, end these few weeks on a really strong positive and, like, bring some joy into our game. But besides that, I mean, having a starting shirt was also pretty incredible for me. I actually have it right here. I haven't gotten a chance to wash it yet. I don't think I actually can, because I had all the girls sign it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it smells interesting, but I will definitely be putting that in a shadow box in my office at my house. But yeah, it just felt like, you know, even though we were in a bubble, even though we couldn't really do a whole lot out of seeing each other, like, that was the whole beauty of it, was that we were just together the whole time, and we got to know each other so much better. And, you know, like, we all have, like, 23 new best friends, you know, including our coaching staff. So we had, like, 30-something new best friends and a new family that in the group chat is still very, very active. So, you know, everyone's just finding so much joy and so much happiness in everything we did last week.
I mean, you obviously love playing the game. You're driven to play it, but is there something there about playing for the Barbarians that just, you know, kind of brings out the joy of it a little more? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just it. There's so much less pressure, and you could tell that everyone feels so much more comfortable to express themselves. Like, no one's going to analyze your game. No one's going to pull your clips. No one's going to pull your GPS to see how many high speed meters you had. Like, we weren't even wearing GPS, right? You know, so right. It's things like that. Just make playing so much freer, and it almost like reminds me of like my early college club days, and just like just the amount of freedom that you had, because it was like, you know, we're all like, at that point we were all new to the game and just wanted to bring in what we could bring in and express ourselves. And here's sort of the same thing, like, you know, we're not new to the game, but we could still express ourselves, we could still have a lot of fun, and if something goes wrong, you just laugh it off, and then you realize, like, okay, back to our blue heads. Maybe we cool down a little bit, and then we go again. And that was just the support from 1 through 23 to try something new, mess up if you do, that's fine. We're going to move on, and we're going to do something great the next phase.
Now, for us on the outside, tell us about what it takes to become a barbarian. I mean, was it one night you're over dinner, you get a DM from somebody, hey, what are you doing Saturday? You got your cleats? You got your boots? I mean, talk about that process. How did that come about?
There's a bit of mystery behind it. I was at, when I got like my first email in 2019, I just woken up. I was actually at a USA camp. I just woken up, checked my email, and I thought it was a joke. I was like, this can't be real. Because like, it was like a sight too far for me, you know? Like, I didn't know if I would ever be invited. And there's a little bit of, like, our manager, Fiona Stockley, like, you know, she wants to make sure everyone's a decent rugby player, but also just a really great person and fun to be around and is, you know, going to bring something to the group. So, you know, there's a, like, it's not just based on talent, and there, I think there's going to be a lot of very talented people that may never see a Barbarians jersey, so it's always a privilege to be invited. But yeah, there's a little bit of mystery. Like, I'm not even sure how I got invited. I think it's just, you know, they see something in you, and I'm not even sure what they saw, to be honest, but I'm just happy to be involved.
And even who is they? I mean, it's kind of, even with the men's team over the years, like, I had Samu Manoa play for him one time. Like, how, I don't even know, who is they? It's like nowhere on social media is like a person's name. So-and-so selected Alicia Washington to the, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, or our manager, Fiona Stockley, she makes the team. I think she invites the coaches in. She invites the staff. I think she bases a lot of that off of recommendations from different clubs and different unions. So, that's really the they, I think, is she, and she's pretty amazing. She does a really great job.
So let's transition into Worcester Warriors. You know, talk about that move over to Worcester. You know, how was your transition into their environment? And it seemed like you clicked right away with them.
Yeah. Well, I would say that, you know, it all started because of Barbarians and having worked with Joe Yap in my first tour. And then so when I was looking to come over to the Premiership, she was like my first call, my first text, actually, because of time difference when I really wanted to send a message. And she was like, yeah, let's have a chat. And that was pretty much it. She made it just super easy to want to come over and be a part of the squad. When I first got here, I knew a few people by like new, like social media new, like that sort of interaction. And I think Laura Keats was actually the first person I traded kit with, in my first, USA tour. Just social media friends, but coming here, like, the girls have been absolutely amazing, and they have welcomed me. They've become my new family, you know. Like, and the rugby is also, like, it's just so great to have full-time staff, people looking after you all the time, people following up with you if you're not having the best training day. Like, it's just absolutely amazing to be, you know, part of the squad, and, you know, I'm just, like, so grateful for what they've given me so far.
And that's great. I mean, as I understand, as I read, so you're not just a full-time rugby player, you're also holding a job over here in the States. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yeah. I'm working full-time for a company called Whoop. It's a fitness wearable, and they have actually been so amazing with supporting me and, you know, letting me be over here and giving me time off. They have, like, this sort of elite athlete perk that they have for our employees. So I can, you know, take some time off and make sure I can focus on my sport when needed. And they've been absolutely incredible about it. So I'm back to work this week. That's why my schedule has been so wonky. So I work still USA time. So I work after training to 4 or 4:30 a.m. And then I sleep until 11 or noon. And then I start my day. So it's a pretty wild schedule. And I think my teammates think I'm crazy. But I just want to make sure that I can, you know, still have a life post rugby set up for me. Yeah. So that's, you know, a little bit of balance there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if we understand salaries properly, you've got to do what you're doing.
Yes.
Where's Whoop? Whoop's out of Boston, right?
Yes. Yep. Based in Boston. But they are growing massively. So they're, I think, starting up a few more sort of satellite offices in Austin and Dublin. So yeah, it's definitely a growing company, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Which one would you be out of if you, when you ever come back?
I think I'll still be remote, given my position. Oh, yeah. But you know, Ireland's one of my favorite places. So if that office grows, I would love to be a part of the Dublin squad. And you know, yeah, I love Ireland. So I'll be there.
Me too. All right, I'll be with you. Anyway, all right, big matchup tomorrow. You know, Worcester versus Exeter. I mean, this is a huge U.S. Eagles player matchup, okay? You're on the bench, starting on the bench for this one. Understandably so, since you've been away for a bit. No doubt you'll get in. You know, just looking at Exeter's lineup, we got Janine, Kate. I think those two are starting, and I don't think Gabby's back yet, and I can't see the small type on that. Anyway, at least those two. I mean, how exciting is it to have a matchup against these two?
I mean, they're some of my best friends within the USA setup, so I'm really excited to see them, play against them. And after being together for, you know, well, a month and also the last few years, I hope I can, you know, bring that knowledge and bring that experience into the game once I get in. But yeah, we know Exeter's a very quality side, and I think Worcester's at a really great point right now where I think like 99% of our squad is available for selection and healthy. So we're really excited for the squad we're putting out on the field tomorrow. And, you know, it's always a great matchup when I can see my teammates across the pitch from me. And actually, I don't think I've ever played against Kate or... Kate I definitely played against in WPL. But this should be interesting because it's not as if there's just like one USA threat. It'll be one in the forwards and one on the wing. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited to see them, but I'm also excited to put in some hard work against them.
And this one's streamed live online, I believe, too. So it'd be fun to watch this tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm definitely tuning in.
Yeah. And I think I'm really excited that the AP is streaming this one. Then our first game was streamed. Loughborough streamed our game. So I think this is this will be like the third time that I could send a link to my family back in the States. So they'll be excited to watch too.
Curious. I mean, what's it like for you off the pitch? Is it, I mean, obviously still rugby people, even the biggest stars, even at least the USA biggest stars can cross the road without fans swarming them. But I mean, can you go into the local shop and people recognize you and Leisha, that kind of thing, anything like that?
I was staying in London after Barbarians, and, I actually got recognized by name on the street, and I was like,
wow.
I texted my wife. I was like, guess what just happened? but that is like a few and far between scenario. But yeah, she had just seen the game at Twickenham, and she was like, just like, are you in the Sea of Washington? I was like, yes. So that was a really great, great moment. But I would say everyone, some people within Worcester are supporters of Warriors that a lot of the shop owners have like season tickets or they're sponsors. So there are a few places that we have gone into and they know that we're Warriors and, you know, we get treated very well wherever we go. So I think, it feels like the whole city is behind us, which is really nice. But yeah, I'm not, you know, not being swarmed, not signing a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. So don't worry about that. We're not.
No paparazzi or anything like that. No.
Absolutely not.
Maybe one day. Hold on.
Maybe one day.
So let's jump into USA Rugby. Obviously not a great year for you, for the team. Mm-hmm. You know, what positives can we take away from that? Can you take away from that? And can the coaching staff take away?
Yeah, well, obviously the players are taking away a lot. And I think what's most important is that we're dedicated to coming back. You know, no one is putting up their arms and saying, I'm done here. I think we know how much work we have to do, and we're less than a year out from World Cup at this point. So we definitely need to dedicate ourselves. And I think we're going to see more and more USA players coming over to the Prem. I think that's sort of the dedication that people are willing to show right now is it's not just like, rugby is my hobby and I hope I can get better. It's like, I need to dedicate myself to this. So I think that's really positive. I hope that our union has seen what it looks like to invest in their players and in their infrastructure and what that can do. Because obviously, like, you know, England, I think, has won like 18 or 19 games straight at this point. And what's the main difference they have is that they have a league that where they're supported, they're contracted, they have just a massive amount of resources at their disposal. And I really hope that USA Rugby is taking notes and seeing what teams can do when there is that investment through age grades, through senior side, and through their league as well. So I think the players and the management have just as much to take away as each other.
Any message from Rob, the rest of the coaching staff, about what even you individually can do now in this international offseason, you know, going into preps for the World Cup? Any message from them?
Yeah, Rob's actually really good. So he sent, a thank you message and gave us a few cues for what should be coming out next. But I think he's just giving us a little bit of time right now to sit back and reflect. I think that space is needed. And I don't think, he's going to put us to work pretty soon. But I think he wants us to enjoy some time off, enjoy our families, and then be in a good space to focus back in when we're all ready. So, nothing specific for the team as of yet, but, for me, I always have work-ons. So, and for those of us that are like back in the league here, we'll have work-ons and one-on-ones, coming up probably this next week. But I know as a squad, he wants us to have a bit of a reset time and then really focus in for what we have coming up in 2022.
What's driving you now, Alicia? Is it, You were in the 2017 squad. You know, is it next year's World Cup? Is that what your main drive is right now?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously that's, on the front burner always, right? Always front of my mind is, like, what can I do to prepare myself for the World Cup? But for me, it's not great to think of the big picture. Like, I need to think of, like, almost, like, tomorrow is my big picture, Like, getting... doing the best for my team tomorrow, getting the best for my team in this like last little block before Christmas. Because if I think about it too much, it can be a little overwhelming. But so it's for me almost like one phase at a time. Like, okay, so I need to have a good warm up tomorrow. I need to stay warm on the bench. I need to take little mental notes of what I can do to bring in. And then once I do get in, I need to bring energy. So it's like that little like almost the next job focus. Because if I think of like every job, then I'm gonna lose myself. Okay, but next job is really what I'm focused on, and that, today is hydrating, fueling, getting a good night of sleep, and then preparing myself to be the best player and best teammate I can be tomorrow.
All right, and finally, do you have a message for Janine and Kate for tomorrow's match? I'm coming for you, anything like that.
I will give them different messages post-game, but... pre-game. I'll see you tomorrow, and I'm excited.
Oh, man, it's very diplomatic.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure. I know. I'm sure your coaching staff would love to hear something. No, I'm just kidding. all right. As Alicia Washington, as your fans are saying, thank you. I really do appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and just to get these 20, 30 minutes from you is very valuable for me. So thank you so much. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate everything you're doing. This is absolutely wonderful. And it was. I appreciate all the follow-up. I know my schedule's been crazy, so thank you for sticking with me.
Anytime.